They took two others, both criminals, to be executed with Jesus when they reached a place called the skull. They nailed him to the cross and the two criminals, one on his right side and the other on his left side. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing." And the soldiers raffled their cloth by throwing the dice. One of the criminals hanging next to him scoffed, "So you are the Messiah. Show him by saving yourself and us too." But the other protested, "You don't even have God. Now that you are condemned to death, we deserve to die for our crimes. But this man has not done anything wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you go into your kingdom." Jesus answered, "I assure you that today you will be with me in paradise." The story of Jesus with these two thieves makes me rethink a lot about the condition of man in this era, facing adversaries and life situations. The attitude we take of disobedience and rebellion makes us show a heart that instead of turning to God and recognizing that we need Him, we harden Him more and more every day, turning our gaze to one side. Doing like that man who about to die and being condemned to death, still having the Savior to his left or his right, there at his side, hardened his heart and did not recognize Jesus. He simply made fun of him, the critic, and he did not believe. This is an X-ray of the humanity, or of a large part of the humanity today. We want to have control of all things and do things our way. In the end, we find it difficult to recognize that we are responsible for all the decisions we make. Everything that happens in the natural environment, my beloved friend, as a result of decisions and situations which were generated from the beginning by disobeying the voice of God and always wanting to do things our way. Although God is the owner of all things, He gave man the ability to be responsible for what He had made. The man, being responsible, decided to give it all up because of sin and get away from God. Whenever complicated situations occur, we should remember and look to the other side. Who is on our side? But no, we are like the man on the cross next to Jesus. Not like that one that we could call good. Although good, there is none. But there was one that, if in his condition, he could recognize. We have humanity illustrations today. Two stories, two men. A path in the center that leads to the Father. And the question is, who has eyes to see and ears to hear, to truly discern and to have a repentant heart, and to choose what is really important and can save us? Today, we are so focused on ephemeral things of this world. We are involved in so many situations. They are temporary. We get used to living as the world wanted to teach us to live, worried about what we are going to eat, how we are going to dress, unstable. Human beings incapable of giving thanks, incapable of giving thanks at all times, incapable to see beyond their noses, simply observing what is ephemeral, observing what is monetary. A human being who goes beyond the bread all the time for the next day to be hungry again. A brother who does not enjoy the time and every gift that the Lord gives him in the present today, for having his sight set on what he could achieve tomorrow, or perhaps on what he failed to achieve yesterday. Sometimes we are like the one who is sitting at the table and they serve him a rich breakfast, he is not ready to enjoy the food and to give thanks. But with each tablespoon that they include in his mouth, he is thinking what he is going to eat later. Can you identify perhaps with this person in matters of life that we have stopped enjoying? We are so worried. And you are so worried about how life is going and what you are going to achieve tomorrow that you did not realize that God, as your shepherd, today sustained you. Yesterday sustained you. Today supports you. And tomorrow continues doing so. Because he is the same as yesterday, today, and always. But we do not notice the difference. We consider that we are capable of achieving many things. And you know, whenever there is something left in our humanity, we always make the mistake of thinking that we can achieve many things. And that as long as we have the ability, we can get ahead. And it's not about that. And even at the most crucial moment, at the darkest moment, where we could tell ourselves that we were between a rock and a hard place, we do not give our arm to twist. We continue stubborn and confident of what we are, forgetting about God. We have removed God from the equation of our life, and we have made up our minds, or many have come to the idea that it does not exist. Many have come to the idea that it's not real. Many simply by hiding their sins, they justify themselves doing good deeds that they really have nothing good because the actions is not good, but the result or by the actions itself, but by the one who prints it, who does it. And let me tell you that on earth there is no one good, not even one. We were all contaminated by sin. But although we were contaminated by sin, the Lord gave us the opportunity. He gave us something called conscience, something that differentiates us from other created beings, the ability to recognize our limitations and to recognize that we were designed by someone, and that without that someone, we are nothing. Separated from that source, there is no meaning in life. But in the end of complicated circumstances, we can see what in our hearts always hastiness, ego, pride, stubborn hearts, and therefore hearts that never recognized that they had a creator and that they needed him. This is the harsh reality, my beloved friend. Today, I want to talk to you about the harsh reality. We cannot change the seasons that touched us life today. Some can when they are listening to me, and they may be crying because they had to say goodbye to a loved one who died from this disease. Others perhaps are listening to me and the afflictions of this virus called COVID-19. Others are locked up at home listening to this word, but determined to perhaps kill themselves or fall into depression or sadness and blame everything that happens around you. I don't know what position you are in, but perhaps most likely in that position in which you find yourself is like that man, those two men next to the cross of Christ. Two positions, two hearts, a way to God. Today's question is, maybe you are some of the men on the cross. What is the position of your heart? Are you going to continue denying the existence of God? Are you going to continue trying to survive as that simple man? The only thing that is going to come out of your mouth are words of questioning. And if God exists because I am, and why that and the other thing? Or are you going to be like that man? Like that man who knew that his days had been numbered and that he had been finished, but that he had one last chance. And you know, today perhaps through this audio, I come to tell you, please wake up, reflect, and perhaps today is your last day of opportunity, or perhaps today is the day of salvation in which you can recognize God. You have Him there with you. And today I come with this message from God for you to tell you, please stop criticizing. Please stop observing what you don't have. Please stop complaining. And today, stop and realize He has always been there. And that although we deserve to die, although we deserve this sentence, we have the Judge of Judges there by our side, listening to what is in our hearts. Maybe, my dear friend, if you keep talking without thinking, everything you say can be used against you. And in the end, being away from God, you can be wise and realize that we are weak, we are small. Without God, we are nothing. And do like this man who answered that other one who was making fun of Jesus and said to him, "You do not even fear God now that you are condemned to death. Today I want to tell you that today we are, but tomorrow we may not be. And the question is, eternity, where are you going to live in it? Are we going to continue with a hardened heart? Really? Please, you are going to double that pride. You are going to look at the sky, because today more than ever, we see a humanity which has stopped looking at the sky and has placed its hopes in vain things. Men will never be the solution for your life, because the solution of man is not physical, it's not materially, it's spiritually. And if it's spiritually, it's about God. It's not about anyone else, my beloved friend. That's why today, it's the opportunity that man took advantage of. He realized that whoever was by his side did not deserve to die, but he was the Savior. They did deserve to die. They were being punished for their actions. They did not look for guilty parties. They did not look for excuses. He did not look for a way to justify his actions in life. He only knew that it was his moment of opportunity. And therefore, he told him, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." You are one step away. A true repentance. Nothing around you will change. And wait for God to change the times. Perhaps that will not happen. It will make us waste time, because the times are going to arrive. It's written. But the opportunity is not for the times. The opportunity is for man. And that in the midst of times, we can have a repentant heart where God lives, ensuring an eternity with Him. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for your fidelity and your love. Lord, today we see this harsh reality, an illustration that was documented in eternity, written there in these pages of life, a harsh reality of two men who deserved the punishment, but according to the position of their hearts and by recognizing with their words they had the mercy of being able to be saved. Perhaps the miracle was not coming down from the cross. Perhaps the miracle was not like that. I arrogantly thought that he would take them down from the cross and they will continue their life the same, because we can come down from the cross and he can do the miracle so that we get off the cross and continue our life the same. But what good is it if the next day again we are going to be condemned? There is nothing like being free from condemnation. It was not to come down from the cross. In the arrogance of the human heart, God has simply approached you to ask for results, to ask for signs, and to answer prayers. Prayers are full of pride, hatred, resentment, and simply an association of their own. That one was simply, and today I ask you, these words can come to you. One who is simple, and you can hear, recognize that perhaps the miracle will not bring down the cross. The greatness miracle is to be with you for eternity. Lord, perhaps nothing around us changes, but when you are in us, our life changes. My God, these words can be understood and kept in every heart. And that today, Lord, please touch the hearts and turn the hearts of stone into hearts of flesh. Today is the day of opportunity. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Blessings.